And we're live. It's October 5th, Friday, October 5th. It's around 11 in the morning. Wow. I just witnessed the weigh-ins for the UFC 229, and boy oh boy was it dramatic. It was very, very dramatic. The girl, like, towards the end, I forgot her name, but she was about to faint to make 135, I think. Yeah, that's not good. That is not a good thing. But she was about to faint. You can see that they put the rope around her. She was completely naked to make weight. After that, she put in the clothes back on. And she was shaking. She couldn't even flex to pose, nothing. She was done. I think she's only 23, so time goes on, you put on weight. It's not going to be easy for her to keep doing that weight. So hopefully she just moves up a weight class to 145. 145, I think, is needed for some new blood, and she'll do great. You know, so 145, not a bad idea for her to go move up. Quick rundown. Past week, it was interesting watching the open workout. You know, not too much of excitement. Fans were on the open workout. Khabib came in, they were booing. A little bit of cheers. Conor came in, a lot of cheers. Tony came in, good cheers. Anthony Pettis came in, good cheers, and so on and so forth. But what I take on that is Khabib, he kind of fall for it with the fans of Conor, trying to argue or trying to say what or what not. So that's not good on Khabib. I think Khabib he's letting Conor and Conor's fan into his head, which is not good. You know, in a competition like this, you want to be cool, calm, and collective. And especially when it comes to mind games, the way that Conor does. So that is not something he wants to do. Especially if you let the fans get into your head, that's you're losing the fight. You're already losing the battle at the beginning. And also, the press conference. It was good. I liked what Khabib did. He straight up said, "I'm here. I was told to be here at 3 o'clock. I'm here, and I'm only gonna be here for a certain minute. I'm not gonna wait for Conor. So go ahead, guys. Ask what you guys want." And he answered all the questions. Again, the English is a barrier. I think UFC should do something similar to what the UN does. They have like a little microphone that goes to their ears, like headsets, I should say. And whenever they ask a question or they want to ask the fighters a question, it would translate to their language, and they understand what is being asked, and vice versa. So if they respond back, the people there, like the media, are understanding what he's saying. I think something like that would be good for a lot of reasons, and mainly because, you know, Khabib is gonna know what is being said and what is being questioned, so he can answer correctly and answer the way he wants to answer, and not trying to find words and scramble in 2-3 words, and you know, that's what I feel. Maybe that's not a bad idea. But anyways, I like the fact that he was like, I'm here, I'm gonna answer questions. If Conor, we were both told to be here at 3, Conor's not here, I'm not gonna wait for him. So I'm gonna be here 10, 15, 20 minutes, and then I'm out. And that's what he did. I think he was there 15, maybe 16, 17 minutes, and he was out. He's out. I like that. I think after the disaster of the first press conference, I think he learned, and not to let Conor get into his head. So he was like, I'm out. And Conor, that's something that he does. That's Conor being Conor. So, you know, whatever. But good on Khabib. You know, I said at the last episode that I said, the first press conference that they did in Madison Square Garden, or New York, I should say, that Khabib lost the first pre-round. Well, this one, Conor lost. And let me explain why I say that. He lost in the sense that he did not got into Khabib's head. If he was there from the beginning, early two, just like Khabib, it would be 2-0. But in the pre-games, in the pre-fight, I should say. But pre-games, better than pre-fight. Pre-game. So, with that being said, you know. We're not done 1-1, and who knows who's gonna win? You know, I'm not too confident. I'm making a prediction, but we'll get to that later on. He was there. He asked a couple questions, and he was like, "All right, guys, I'm out. You guys fucking deal with fucking Conor. I'm out." And sure enough, a couple minutes later. It was kind of awkward because Danny was there. He was like, "Okay, guys. Well, I guess I'll fill in for a couple minutes." And he did. He was there, just, you know, answer random questions, and then Conor came in, and you hear a big pop, and you know, Conor is a big celebrity and a big draw magnet, and especially in the fight community. So he was. You know, he thanked everybody. He thanked all the Irish people that have been there. He was, you know, happy to be back and blah, 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 and so on and so forth. And again, random questions and you know, he answered them correctly. I think towards the end, there were some stupid questions. One guy asked him, "Conor, how much longer for you to be a billionaire?" That motherfucker, ask him interesting questions. What the fuck do you want to ask him? How much longer for you to be a billionaire? Fuck, man, that's the shit I don't like. If you're gonna go in there and ask questions, ask real questions, fighting questions that interest about the fight, about the fighting game, about the MMA game, about the UFC. If you're gonna ask him stupid questions like, "Oh, how much longer for you to be a billionaire?" That's straight up telling me that you're kissing that fool's ass and you're licking his butthole up and down, side to side. Jesus Christ, man, fuck, you know, and I'm nervous about one other factor. He walks in, he gave a whiskey bottle, a proper 12 whiskey bottle, haven't tried it, but I will, but he gives a bottle of proper 12 to Dana, and I don't know if this is true, but it's being said that it's in cahoots with McGregor promotion and UFC, just like his fights. And Proper 12 is being shown on the UFC as one of the sponsors. So, with that being said, that makes me a little nervous because now. It's business for Dana, or it's business, I would not say Dana, but it's business for the UFC to Conor to win or for Conor to lose. Now, before I became a MMA fan and then practiced jiu-jitsu and being around that world, I was a boxer fan. And we would watch fights. And I'll see someone get beat the fuck up. But go to the decision, and the guy that got beat up won. And my uncles, my dad. It was fixed. It was fixed. And I got stuck to my head, like, so it's fixed. So it's kind of like pro wrestling, right? Because it's fixed. Well, yeah and no, because it's not pro wrestling. They're really getting hurt. I'm not saying that wrestlers don't get hurt. They obviously do. People get paralyzed and so on and so forth. Anyways, but what I'm trying to say is, if there's a fighter and it says he's fighting and his last name is the one promoting the fight, who do you think, if it goes to a decision, who do you think is going to win? It's very obvious that the one person that's promoting the fight is going to win, right? So I feel like this is going to be the case. If it goes to the decision, and it's not overwhelming towards Khabib, if it's, I don't know. Maybe Khabib did win. I don't know. Maybe it's a draw. They're going to give it to Conor. Interest equals Conor winning. Best interest. Best business. And, man, Dana being a promoter too, and him, you know, like last time I said, he was cheering and drinking whiskey with Conor. It's like, that does not look good, man. What are you doing? You're a promoter, man. You shouldn't even be in the spotlight. You should go in there and promote the fights. But yeah, this guy's fighting, blah, blah, ask questions. Don't engage with the fighters and hug him and fucking kiss him. And, you know, I don't know. Everybody knows that Conor draws a lot of money, especially for the UFC. And it's best interest to Dana and to the UFC for him to be around, to make it more mainstream media and to make pay-per-view fights. That's where they get their money. And now the big jump to ESPN. But seeing the fact that is the UFC 225, then it says McGregor Promotions. You know, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. That's a reflect. I don't like it. Hopefully it does not balance the fight either way. I hope it doesn't go in the way of Conor. But and it's Vegas too, so you know, for Khabib to win, he needs to really maul them, like he said, literally mauled. There's no question about it, or KO him, or submit him, or make him tap, or make him quit. Because if it goes to a decision and it's right in the middle, they're going to side to Conor. Guaranteed, that's what's going to happen. They're going to just give it to him. Thank you, Khabib, for being a fucking horse. Fuck you very much. So, I could be wrong though. You know, I could be wrong. It is a fighting game, so anything happens, right? So, you know. Another interesting fighter that's going to be on it is Tony Ferguson. I'm a big fan of Tony Ferguson. El Cucuy. He's a crazy motherfucker. He's fucking interesting. He's mysterious at the same time, and he's fucking weird. Love everything. I think he's gonna be a great fight with Pettis. They both made weight and they're gonna be locked and loaded and ready. So, it's 38, 36, 37 plus hours for the fight to happen. So, anything can happen from right now, which is 11, to tomorrow. In terms of maybe someone gets hurt, blah, 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 until they can jump into the main event. If that happens, I will not be mad. If Tony goes against Khabib because Conor got hurt, I won't be mad. If Tony goes against Conor because Khabib gets hurt, I will not be mad. So, you know, knocking on wood, nothing happens, right? And everything goes perfectly fine. But if a scenario like that happens, I will not be mad. I will watch that fight just like I will watch Conor Khabib. So Tony, man, he seems focused. He seems very, very dedicated. He said he stopped drinking. He remodeled his kitchen, and he's growing plants. So all those three combinations making this motherfucker dangerous. Fuck it, let it be dangerous. You know, Perez is not walking the park either. So Gugui needs to, which is, you can tell. He was talking to the press conference. He was like, man, I don't want to be here. You guys are fucking boring. You know? And he feels betrayed. He feels fucking stabbed in the back by the UFC, which many fighters have in the past. So it's not nothing new there. But he feels like that. And he has a chip on his shoulder. And he wants to prove things the right way. And what way is that? Is winning. Beating people up and winning. So I'm happy about that. I'm really, really, really happy to see that. You know, Conor Wentz is going to be Conor GSP. Khabib Wentz, I'm hoping there will be Khabib and Tony Ferguson next. There's rumors around that if Khabib wins, he's going to retire. The guy beat Conor, the poster boy of the UFC. I fucking mauled him. I'm done. I'm going back to Kazakhstan or wherever the fuck he's from and live the life that I know that I want to live and be in the political world. You know? So who knows? If that's the truth, then fuck it. More power to him. But if that's the case, then fuck it. Let Conor and Tony to see who wins the vacant title, the 155. Yeah, Tony. Tony and Pettis, man. You know, it's another fight that I can't see the prediction of who's going to win. But Tony's dangerous, so I'm kind of leaning towards Tony. You know, he was injured 5 months ago. He got injured, and right around April, right, the whole damn bus dolly thing. So yeah, man, that's 5 months, and he came back. You know, they were told that he, you know, it was gonna take anywhere from 6 to a year, and he was like, nah, I'll be back in 5, and he did. He was back in 5. Another thing I wanted to mention is John Jones and the Mahler, Alexander the Mahler, for UFC 232. It was announced, I guess, or still, I don't know if it's been already official. Let me check real quick, because I can check. Fuck it, why not? If that's the case, if it's been announced, that's going to be quite interesting. I think it's a big rumor right now, but man. You know, Dana said that you will not see John Jones for the rest of the year. I told you guys he's lying. So, most likely 232 UFC and Alexander the Mahler. We'll see that fight. I'm pretty sure we'll see that fight. And, you know, they're calling each other out on Instagram. One called the rat, the other one's calling him the chicken, and so on and so forth, going back and forth. Man, it's going to be an interesting fight. You know, they're talking about DC, but I don't know, man. DC, his mind is set, man. His mind is set. I think DC is like, I fought this guy 2 times. He fucked me up 2 times. Why am I going to go 3 times? Why? There's no need for me to go 3 times. He beat me 2 times already. Yeah, one of them, he probably on roids or not, because he tested hot. But the way it worked, he tested hot. He tested negative, and then he tested hot. So which one is real? Maybe that's why he only got 15 months instead of 2-3 years whatever they didn't give him. So DC's like, nah, man, I'm cool, man. You know, strip me of the title. I don't give a fuck. I have a fight lined up with Brock Lesnar, make some good money, and then I retire. I'll be a coach, a wrestling coach. You know. So he doesn't care. So, but you know, you never know. And there was another subject I wanted to touch about. Just trying to think real quick. Man, I was talking about DC and I was trying to make a point. Fast forward to my predictions. Now here what I'm gonna go down from the bottom to the top. So from the bottom to the main fight. For the women fight, which is the straight weight, is Watterson versus Herrick. Now, I like Watterson, so I'm gonna pick Watterson. I think she's coming from very interesting fights, and it will be, she needs this win, because she's 15-6, so she needs to make an point, a very strong point, that she's a legit fighter, and she wants a chance for the title, so she needs to, and I like her style, so I'm going for Watterson. Next is the heavyweight, which is Derek Lewis and Alexander Volkov. Now, Derek Lewis, I think he needs to win super bad. He came out of that Ngannou horrible, horrible fucking match. Zero punch landed. No takedowns, nothing. It was a horrible fucking match. It was the worst fight in the UFC history. And let me tell you, this is UFC 229 plus plenty more than five nights and five pants. So he needs to win. I'm going for Derek Lewis on this one. Volpak is 30-6. He has a lot of fights in him. So, again, he's no picnic, obviously, but me personally, Derek Lewis will win. And the light heavyweight, you got St. Preux and Dominic Reyes. Veteran against a young blood. A young blood such as 9-0, and veterans such as 23-11-0. Now, oh man, I don't know. St. Preux needs to prove something, but the young blood is gonna overcome the old, not the old, but the experience and experienced gladiator. So I'm going for Cruz, for Reyes on this one. Reyes. And the co-main event, Tony Ferguson and Anthony Pettis. I have to go to my man, Tony. I think Tony will win. I think Tony is dedicated, focused, and hungry, and mad, all combined in one big hot pot of chili. And this motherfucker's going to go in there and destroy. I really hope that he's 100%, which I feel like he is from his injury. But those knee injuries are pretty sneaky. I had one myself. And, you know, I was off 6 months, like I was told. Got back on playing sports, and I got re-injured, and I was out for a year and a half. So that's 2 years that I was out. And so it's no joke. You know, injuries, it's no joke. Especially in your fucking knee, which you use every day for everything. So, That is no joke. So hopefully he's 100%, which I feel he is, and he can just go in there and do what he needs to do. The main event, Khabib and Conor. This is my prediction. Call me crazy. Call me dumbass. Call me what the fuck you want. I think Conor and Khabib is going to be a tie. It's going to be a draw. If Khabib does not complete smash, and it's a slight chance that it can lean towards Conor, Conor will win. But if it's right down to the T, that both of them are fucking bloody messes, both are just, you know, they can't stand straight because of all the damn kicks. They cannot even, like, they're out of breath because it's just fucking fatigue, tire. They're going to call it a draw. They're going to call it a draw, and they're going to make that fucking fight once again at the beginning of next year. That is 100% guaranteed. A lot of this can happen. You know, Conor can lend that fucking left hand and this done deal. But my prediction is going to be a draw, and they're going to make another fight to begin the next year. And not just that, they're going to probably milk the as much as they can out of these two people that hate each other. Maybe in a third fight. Maybe you're going to do a third fight. Whoever wins in the second one, if this is a draw, whoever wins in the second one, the other person's going to want a rematch. Oh, sure, let's do another rematch. Fuck it. But only if this one is a draw. If it's not a draw, if Conor wins by KO, if Khabib wins by fucking mad rat dog him, then that's it. Only if it's a draw. If it is a draw. Fuck it. More money for both of them. UFC 229 tomorrow. Let's tune in. Let's watch history. Let's see who wins. I'm out!